Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here.
Yep.
Good evening, folks.
I'm Johnny here with Red Hood. As soon as I find that disclaimer...
Yes, that disclaimer is in order, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, what are we? Find the disclaimer among the...
Yeah.
The show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and companies, affiliates, and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors. Therefore, listen to discretion is advised.
You have been warned.
Yes.
Once again, this is Johnny here with Red Hood.
Yes, and we begin our reporting here tonight with our advertisements. We are still focused on betting after all these, I guess, years, times, whatever you want to call it. We're still focused on betting. You get 20% select down betting at Pacific Coast, and shop now for 20% off, 30% off Laura Ashley's Raw site at amcpressco.com. Now, along with our first segment, as it is 10:03, we start off the night with KFC. Last night, it was KFC, you know, saying sorry to a customer for using alcoholic wipes. Tonight, it is KFC. Who in the hell wants a KFC?
Japan. Again.
Yeah, who in the hell wants a cell phone case from KFC? Apparently, they're giving away ridiculous fried chicken iPhone cases for God knows what reason.
Because, like, hey, we're Japan. We're weird.
Oh, and this is in Japan. Of course, they want to eat fried chicken, yet they only have... How much fried chicken can you ever eat in Japan? I mean, among the teenage populations, probably quite a few. I would say in that thing, he is, you know...
Yeah.
First off, it looks fucking ridiculous, and second off, why in the hell? You know, why in the hell would you want a chicken-themed... Shaped like a USB drive.
I mean, for Pete's sake, like, introducing the introducing the iPhone chicken case.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
Yeah, so remember your birthday with the iPhone chicken case. Oh, wait, your wedding anniversary. Honey, I bought you some chicken. No, it's not actual chicken. It's an iPhone fucking...
It's a plastic iPhone case, like...
It's a plastic iPhone case that looks something out of the ordinary from The Simpsons. Oh, wait, even better, the Simpsons, or... Let's just take a gander at how wide it is and how big your earlobe is, darling. Oh, yes, we're going to have to fit it for measurement.
I mean, it's like something that came right out of the freaking Flintstones.
I mean, yeah,
you know, the big tip, like, put on the car and whoop, car went over.
Exactly. You know, take it from somebody who, you know, has the audacity. These days, you can create anything. I don't care if it was a penis-shaped lollipop. Yes, they have them. But, you know, you can take almost anything. Your Mac, or anybody's Mac, for instance, and create...
Oh, my.
I know. Take somebody's vagina or uvula. Maybe that would be, you know, circumcised to a iPhone case. You know, it is... I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, what else can you come up with?
Let's see. What else did they come up with for this contest? How about chicken-themed goodies such as a drumstick USB-shaped drive?
Well, we have that already, Johnny. What else?
Drumstick dangle earrings? A massive...
Yeah, drumstick. Yeah. Dressing up as a drumstick for Halloween.
Why not? Why don't I just wear a hat?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
What? Yeah, I mean, is it hard?
Any keyboards with chicken shape for letters. Except for the letters C, of course.
I mean, why not do that? See how far you fucking get, you know? Yes. And while you're at it, go to the farmer who granted you the wish and the will to do this and said, yes, I'm going now live to the chicken who gave you the idea to do the USB thing and also gave you hunger pains. Because the backroom deals is, you know, the absurdity of it is the chicken versus the human. I'm no idiot. But I would surmise, right, Johnny, that our poultry comes from poultry, doesn't it?
Yeah. Which came first, the chicken or the iPhone?
That's what? Today. Or even, which came first, the chicken or the fucking egg? Oh, wait, they both have the same fucking membranes. Sorry, wait, you know, and they get... The real process of killing the chicken is not that big anymore. Now they're fed through processors and crap like that. And it is rather disconcerting. It's rather disconcerting in so many ways. So many ways. I mean, what else can we think of? You know, what's the next? Pixie dust? Johnny, what's next?
What's next? The potato wedge iPhone case?
or the let's just why don't we do Brussels sprouts?
Sure, why not?
Brussels sprouts, the cell phone case that everybody won't buy, but they'll buy a KFC at McDonald's or chicken nugget McDonald's or a KFC wedge at KFC, or the fact that you get $5 for snacking or not snacking or KFC snacking your way through to a crunchy delight that is known as a fucking UBS stick. You know...
It might not have any use, but hey, here's a chicken leg that plugs into your computer.
I mean, it is funny in the fact that it is funny. In the fact that, in the fact that you have such a ridiculous amount of, you know, things that can be turned into other things.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
What?
It's incredible.
When they're going to start making the one shaped out of egg McMuffins.
Oh, don't even get this started. Let's round out the entire menu of McDonald's, shall we? What's next? The Kobe beef fucking filet that transfers, you can eat and part of it's a USB drive. Yahoo! Or the, for technology geeks, it is incredible. And how stupid can you be? I mean, do you have any idea how much chicken they're wasting?
I mean, like all that plastic. Like, hey, why not? Like, I mean, seriously, like.
No, I mean seriously, in terms of. Everything, you know. Everything. Yeah, I don't know about you, but it is funny. You know, let's just say, a keychain is actually USB. You know, amazing.
Hey, that that big piece of chicken at least has one thing. One good thing.
What?
It won't let your iPhone 6 bend.
Well, you can use it as almost anything, right?
Yeah.
You could use it as a doorstop.
Yeah.
You know.
Or you can hold your papers down too. Chicken paperweight? Why not?
Yeah, chicken paperweight, why not? Chicken paperweight. Chicken paperweight in any sense of the word? Yeah.
But don't try and eat it, because it won't taste very good.
Oh, God, no. I mean, next, it's going to be... Next is going to be everything else, you know.
Yeah, where does the madness end? It never ends. Never, ever ends. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know about you, that is amazing. It's now 10:17. Then, also, a wonderful inmate wants his fellow inmate to have a nice sleep. Well, how considerate of you, number one. Number two, don't drop the inmate. You know, trying to escape, you know, and curious enough, trying to escape in the middle of the night attempt to escape from the Western Montana jail ended up with him retreating through the ductwork and surrendering to his fellow inmates to get some sleep. It's almost like him saying, I'm really, really sorry that I escaped. I'm really sorry that I escaped. Now, what else is going to go down? I mean, it could be, like, I'm going to plan this. I mean, let's rewind for a bit. In his mind, it could be all day, I'm going to plan this, I'm going to plan this, I'm going to plan this, I'm going to plan this. And this is how I'm going to do it, and this is how I'm going to do it, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through the duct tape. Yeah. Going to go through the duct tape. Yeah. Then the setup. Every fucking trip along. Then. Okay. I'm going to disturb all the inmates. And then. I'm going to say I'm really sorry for escaping. And then I'm going to have my. I'm going to call my. My inmate. My. Buddy over here, who I'm convicted with in the same cell, not to get any sleep, or request that he gets a great night's sleep, and I don't.
Yeah. Reading a story, like, at 1:30, he got in a car intercom on the West jail block and said, "Hey, come and get me so the rest of these guys can get some sleep," court records said.
Well, obviously. But yet, the funniest thing is that...
I give up.
I mean, I give him props for that, but then the idiot... This is how mental you are. Okay, Mr. Lippert. You're from Missoula. You're a registered sex offender. We've been in jail since March, awaiting decision to... on the recommendation of a deferred sentence that he received in 2008 for sexual intercourse without consent. Now, any fucking 28-year-old... Any 28-year-old, you know, can choose right or wrong, right, John?
Exactly.
Well, sorry, any 24-year-old, you know, but yet, when you have $225,000 at bail, and the guards were chipped, the attempted jailbreak with the detention officer noticed the camera outside was being pointed down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw a piece of grout and brick hit the ground.
Something's not right here.
Well, something's not right, and somebody's trying to escape. You know, making a run for it. And these guys don't fucking look... I don't think they look anything like... I don't think they look anything like anything else. You know... And the funniest thing is half of these guys have a high school education. You know? That's the funniest part. And this guy looks like he wouldn't give anything. He has a poker face on.
Yeah.
You know? And it is funny. It is very, very funny. You know, most of these guys don't look like they're going to do anything. But, yet, yet you have the courage to escape. Reasonably, I would prefer if you escaped with a USB drive and left the Kentucky Fried fucking chicken. You know. That is funny, you know.
Apparently I just seen another one, another USB idea. Don't drop the soap USB cord.
It's
SOAP USB port. Don't drop it.
Yeah, don't drop the USB port.
Don't drop the USB soap.
But yeah, don't drop the USB soap. But yet, have everything you've ever wanted. Have everything you've ever wanted and retreat back into yourself.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah. I mean,
Like, I give up. You all can sleep. Good night, everybody.
No. We're not going anywhere. And why not? Because we have other shit to cover. Yet, also, everybody's heard of Sweeney Todd, right?
Yeah.
You know, Barber wants to make money, but he doesn't want to make money just off of shaving. He also wants to make money off of his clients. So what does he do? He hacks their necks into little bits and then makes them into meat pies. One chef who's a huge fan of The Walking Dead, has made a burger that looks just like
which you all know it probably tastes like chicken, and everything that looks really spicy tastes like chicken, so yeah. Matter of fact, pork feels
yes,
chicken.
And I am back. So,
oh, no.
What?
Apparently it's a mix of pork, veal, chicken liver, and bone marrow. Yum, yum.
Oh, yum. I'm glad nobody's stomachs aren't turning yet.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how many people would love to have that sandwich? You know, and just in time for Halloween too. And the funny thing is that it's not the thing of eat your heart out for the lads, kick one for the lads, brilliant. But yet, the mix of pork, veal, chicken liver, and bone marrow. Okay.
And it notes in the recipe, the less seasoning you use, the more it tastes like human flesh.
Exactly. The more you taste, it tastes like human flesh. Yet, how accurate is it? The fact that the London Mess, okay, how to make the Walking Dead human flesh burger. Make six to eight burgers. 400 grams of pork mince, 400 grams of veal mince, 200 grams of bone marrow. Salt and pepper to taste. Less seasoning you use, more it tastes like human flesh. Obviously, because the less seasoning you use, it's more rendered fat. Okay, so any chef should know this. Now, mix the, you know, it even sounds like something like a chef would do. You know, if you want to have a really good laugh, you do this. Yet, shape the burgers using a 9mm cutter. If you don't have one, then shape by hand. You should use
a 90mm cutter.
But yet, let's go through history, right? On how many cannibals you had, right? Albert Fish, who is the fictional inspiration for Hannibal Lecter. Then you had Alfred Packer. Then you had Dahmer. Then you have the Marauder family. Then you had a Japanese student. Then you had Orrin Matthews, who was a German, whose ultimate kick was when he posted his cannibalistic website asking for asking for a well-built 18 to 30-year-old to be slaughtered and then consumed. Okay, that's just fucking sick, but that's a cannibal. Yet, what's very funny is the Big Lurch, obviously. I mean, and then you have the less-known cannibals. Then you have the Dahmer family. You know. What's incredible about this is, yes, I love The Walking Dead as much as the next person. Who doesn't? But yet, imagine when you come in to your flat or apartment and you say, "Hon, what's for dinner?" And they say, "A London mess." "What's London mess?" "Well, it's human flesh burgers." "Oh my God!" You know, and human flesh burgers in the style of everything that is going to be.
Well, I just realized something. Somehow I'm not paying attention.
What?
Thank you for holding on the line.
Yes, who is this?
Sorry, Al.
Yes.
Oh, so she decided to call in.
Again. More importantly.
Yes. I thought you were
off. I'm calling in and listen.
Listen. Didn't I give you an executive order, Johnny, before to block anybody who's out?
Remind you, I came up with the topic for tonight, so...
Oh, yes, but that's not...
But anyway,
do you have anything to contribute?
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay, so now that you're well enough, yes, the signs I can stop.
Let me think. I could say they're creative on the chef's part, but kind of freaky when you're reading about it. I mean, like, you're doing this because of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's almost like saying, let's get ready for a zombie apocalypse, which people have already done, have been doing since Walking Dead has premiered.
Yet also, Eddie Izzard, who's a really famous comedian, if anybody knows who Eddie Izzard is, and if you haven't, you should go out and get his stuff.
How about let's start from him.
Well, no. He has a... a bit that, you know, the American dream is that, you know, cannibals say they taste of human flesh, right? So, if cannibals taste of human flesh, right, so do babies, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Babies taste of human flesh, right? So,
really don't want to picture that.
No. I have a point to this. So,
yeah, I'm still not feeling good. No,
So babies taste of human flesh.
Oh.
And you can hear. Yes, I can hear that. So babies taste of human flesh, but they have never said, you know, the American dream is that you could achieve anything, right? So if you want to be a cannibal, then be a cannibal.
But then there's the point of landing in jail.
Yeah.
And
well, you look at, like I said before, the you go down the line in terms of who was who, and it was what.
Right, another. Now I'm sure they could put two and two together.
Oh, of course you can. Of course you can put two and two together, but yet. If you wanted to go and put babies on spikes, okay, nobody's stopping you from
doing that.
It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's cruel and unusual punishment, but
it would be almost as bad as one of the Duggar girls putting a claim out there of Holocaust and abortion. Comparing abortion to the Holocaust. Why shouldn't it check? That doesn't relate.
No, it doesn't relate.
And cannibalism to babies.
How do we manage to go from cannibalism to babies?
Yeah, no, it doesn't, though.
Nothing here tonight, I tell you.
No, it doesn't.
It don't make any sense whatsoever.
It doesn't. It's like babies. The
thing
that people conceive
and procreate, the means of having relationships. Or... no matter how they do it, adopts, go and get sperm donors, or get to all of the above to get pregnant, and then cannibalism.
Huh.
Yeah,
exactly.
No. Yeah, no.
Big person, not really.
Oh, true.
A little bit of anatomy class.
But yet, I think the funnier thing is, you know, going back, it's a brilliant idea, how do you execute it in the right way if you're a kid, you know, roaming the streets of whatever city, and you say to your mom, Mom, can we make Walking Dead burgers tonight?
I'm sure these parents will say, what now? I can imagine the parents in the UK saying, no, let's have this regular
burgers. No, I could imagine this totally, because, you know, you go to Tesco's, and Tesco's is picture Shaw's or A&P or anything like that, right? The American equivalent of a supermarket. Now, in the UK, there are several supermarkets, the most popular one being Tesco. Tesco is great, but then you have others called Waitrose and
other ones. Okay, get to the point.
Anyway,
get to the point.
I am, shut up. But the point is that, you know, Tesco's, they're all sorts of them around. So if you actually, if a kid said, Mom, I want to make Walking Dead burgers, and the parent said, what do these Walking Dead burgers consist of? Well, they consist of meat and more meat and veal and a little bit of human cyanide.
And, oh yeah, human flesh. Like, what? No,
and human flesh. Is it October? Kind of a thing?
What? I think I think they would be saying, no, that's called cannibalism, Dorothy.
Well, it's called cannibalism, but if you read through stuff, right? You read through stuff, it doesn't really sound all that bad.
Right, but then saying human flesh burger as a headline.
Yeah, human flesh burger, wrong on the the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post.
Huffington Post.
Yes, the Roughhousing Post.
The Huffington Host.
Yes, it's the Huffington Host. Okay. Wrong on that. But yet, you stuff casing like that in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of, I think it's you know, you say a mix of pork, veal, chicken liver, and bone marrow.
Right.
I assume the bone marrow is from the chicken. Or the pork, or the veal.
Could be. Could be.
I mean, the ad looks great. It's a great way to make money. But the human flesh burger is kind of funny.
Yeah, Walking Dead.
You know, could you imagine the order in the restaurant?
No, Walking Dead burger, fine.
No, yeah, Walking Dead burger, but, you know, if they had it on the menu, printed on the menu, human flesh burger. Yes, can I? Yes, mate. Can I get place an order? Yeah, what do you want? I'll take your mimosa, some fries, and yes, a human flesh burger.
People would probably say, what are you on?
What do you want?
No! I mean, if you order it on Halloween, maybe not.
On Halloween, no, but any other time of the year, you might say, in August,
I open.
It's like, I could picture kids saying, we want to go to this place. And it's like, Johnny, what's, where'd you want to go to go for to get something to eat. We want to go to
a human flesh burger place.
Yeah. And the parents would say,
where's the human flesh burger place?
Yeah, where is it? And is it? They would probably look up to see if it's actually legal. It's like, let's not have an issue here. It's like, yeah, we don't need that.
I mean, be pretty funny.
It would be funny, but also be very, very bad on the when it's like the parents saying, "What is this human flesh burger place?" I could imagine the parents saying, "Yeah, there's something not right." And then they get whomever to say, actually check out the place. Yeah. It's like, let's see how good this place is before we take kids. If it's actually...
If it's actually, you know,
okay.
Exactly.
Versus being very, very bad and think, oh, yes, we go here and we end up with what? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We go here, and yes, all have the, I can imagine, the complete order. Yes, Katie, what will you have? I'll have the burger. Yeah. And, Danny, what will you have? I'll have the burger, too. Yeah, and what will you have, Hun?
Us to move on to.
Yeah. But that's the order. We'll have the burger. We'll have the burgers. And then they receive it. Oh, my God. Yeah. What else do we have?
Harry Potter fan.
Yeah. Mexican biggest hoarding Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
If you thought you were a Harry Potter fan, well, check out this guy in Mexico City.
Yeah, I could only, I guess,
in the fact that he is the world's Harry Potter record holder.
I'm sure he's probably kicking himself he can't go and see Rupert Grint on Broadway.
Well, you know, yeah.
Okay.
What's better than having... instead of having
that record just got smashed to a billion pieces
of 3,000 individual items.
Okay, yeah, I don't think he really cares. I don't think he cares about going to see any stars on Broadway or anywhere else for that matter.
No, yet it was officially recognized that it on Monday as the world turned number one at 3,907 pieces. The old mark was 807.
Wow.
He says it's all been a blessing and an obsession of both a blessing and a curse. My salary, my bonuses, it all ended up here.
Okay.
God knows, I don't know if you are creepy. But he's 37 years old.
Could be worse.
37 years old. I mean, I'm 24. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a Harry Potter nut. Yes.
I think we all are.
We all are Harry Potter nuts on this podcast. I have the wand. I have my scarf. And I have the books. Okay. That's enough for me.
And probably if you got the chance to go to
the Wizarding World
in Disney,
yeah,
or Orlando, then yeah, that's a different story. And visit Hogwarts,
exactly.
Everything else of that nature, yeah. And yeah, that makes sense.
But
I guess
not.
I guess we could spend the last part of the show discussing the whole issue with the Dagger girl, with the abortion.
Yeah.
Is it sure that...
I don't know. I don't see how...
abortion
that
can translate to the Holocaust?
Yeah.
No,
I mean, as a Jew, I don't see this. Do you?
No. And I'm not Jewish, but I know when something is just plain wrong, I don't care. That's enough to say yes, they're the same. No. That's a big F you to anyone who is Jewish and anyone
well,
who it's not history books.
It's anyone who's Jewish and anyone
who has a brain.
Who has a brain. Now
but
this person
has also been homeschooled. The 19 kids have been homeschooled, so yeah.
Okay, they've been homeschooled, so that means they have been tutored by their mom and their dad.
Pretty much.
Which means that they've been instantaneously brainwashed.
And they're also very conservative Christians, which.
Brainwashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I look at with their that statement, along with their one statement that the mother to these 19 kids have said about the girls when they get married, they have to be ready and willing to have sex with their husband at any time of the day.
Wait.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait. Go back. What?
They have to have sex when their husband comes home. They have to be ready and ready for him to have sex with him. Yeah. But not even think, oh, we did it at, like, he knew it was even discussion. I'm like, this comment, I don't care if we get flack for it. People can have their own, but when it comes to women not being willing participants of making love, I don't care if you're married or not. Still have a voice. You also know how to say the word no. Not now. 5 minutes.
Exactly. No, not now, or no, not at all. But yet, she's comparing this to walking through the Holocaust Museum. I've walked through the Holocaust Museum twice in my life. Okay. One in New York, one in Washington, D.C. Okay. I do not agree with the statement. Okay.
As much as I've ever been to the Holocaust Museum, I don't agree with it at all.
It's absurd. You cannot compare. No. It's not even, you cannot compare. It is a definitive. What the fuck are you on?
Maybe their mommy and daddy just wanted, their mommy said things so they could be uninformed. And I would love for them. I honestly say if they hear this show, call in. Oh, we would stir up the debate.
We would not only stir up the debate, I would have a huge thing to say about it.
That's what I'm basically saying. If anyone out there...
Fucking call in. Call in tomorrow night show and we'll set you straight. Because me being a Jew doesn't sit well with me at all.
I don't care what you are. It pisses me off. Anyone who's read history books would know.
Anybody who has read history books
and has a brain would know
that
this is wrong.
And it says, good and hard, fast rule to live by. Do not compare anything to the Holocaust ever. Okay, and also you're a fucking reality star? Get off your fucking high horse.
But conservative views, which has been which doesn't make me feel for TLC, nonetheless.
It makes me,
We got 90 seconds.
We have 90 seconds. It makes me
sick?
Yeah. It makes me physically sick. If anybody has a complaint, against Mrs. Duggar, you can address to her Duggar, whatever. You can address to her Twitter, JESSACWALD, that's SEEWALD at Twitter. And you can land blast her there.
You can also post this episode in there and have your fun as well. We give you outright
permission. And it looks like she doesn't have a great following either. So she's following
50,141 followers. You have our in. You have
exactly.
Our.
We got 10 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
You have our permission. Go.
You guys can follow us you guys can find all of our information at itsmyurals.com/AMCPress. All of our affiliates are our affiliates at AMCPressCo.com/affiliates. Check them out if they haven't said at the beginning of the show. And we'll be
good night.
Be back tomorrow.
Good night,
yes. Bye.
Good night.